Check one, two, three. Hey, my name's Fu, and I run a website called Jekko.com. That's J-E-K-K-O. I know it's a hassle. I chose a random name that meant nothing in any language. I mean, have you ever Googled something and just couldn't find it because it was like something else? I hate that too. Anyway, I am a professional party crasher. I go to parties, galas, soirees, tech conferences, and the more weird the description, the more it like catches my thing. I even try to go to a conference that was an actuary conference of just accountants because everyone has a story and I wanna get to know those stories. So what I'm trying to do here is have these like little mini interviews or little mini podcasts that kind of explain where I was, what I was doing. And this one is about Pittsburgh Cosmopolitan. Now, if you haven't been to galas and soirees before, or if you haven't been to like these events, you basically pay a lot of money for like this premium type of service. And they can range anywhere from $100 to $200 to the biggest ones being $2,000 and above. The Pittsburgh Cosmopolitan. See, if I edit that out, then I'm being disingenuous. So the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust puts on one of these things, but for kind of the younger generation. So it's a rather reduced rate ticket. They reach out into the community, and it's really kind of been one of the ones that I look forward to every year. Year one, I met some amazing people like Saul Markowitz. He is this like fantastic marketing and public relations guru. He invests in people and relationships, and he could care less about a press release. You know, as long as you like the story and he can communicate it well, it is perfect. I met Marta, who runs Marta on the Move the first year. She just started her podcast, which now she's interviewed the mayor, and she asks just these intrinsic questions and comes at it in this like very natural light. And a lot of other people that I just was able to connect with at this party because it's just not one of the larger ones. One of the things you should know is, and it's not quite apparent, every year they switch up the theme. The hosts really play this huge role in choosing whatever it is, the entertainment, the acts. So if you see the photos this year on the website and or you see the photos last year and you think that you're gonna have the same experience, it is not that. Please check out the theme if you're in 2017, if you're in 2018, and really check it out before you go, because it's not for everyone. I can tell you that the first year was more of like a kind of like upscale thing. You had Keith Fuller, you had a lot of like great chefs come in, and it was one of the first kind of years that this had gotten on the radar. The second year was more of this like rogue anti-authoritarian theme, because they had the hills and the rivers, they had Trendle Manor, and they had so many wonderful people that are kind of what's called Pittsburgh Fringe. And I mean, that's kind of like who I hang out with and drink with on a weekend. I mean, you know, these are the great guys that just follow their dream no matter how weird or amazing or how many tarantulas it may have in it. So this year, they didn't do the circus theme. They didn't do anything of that nature. What happened to Cosmopolitan was they did this like, first of all, the Urbanist, which is run by Michael. Michael has this kind of like very posh attitude about him. And it's not posh in a bad way, but you know, just very polished, completely different than the train hopping, you know, band that has worn the same clothes for 3 weeks on end. That really could be seen as the guide for this. The food was amazing. However, it was only there during the VIP hour, which was kind of weird because at the other ones or the previous years, you could sample these foods and it's really this boon to the chefs. One of the biggest ones was I got to taste like Union Standard, which is this up and coming place. They were coming at the Union Trust building, which I had covered just a few weeks ago, their grand opening. And it was amazing. The building and the food as well. So at the August Wilson Center, I think I was the first journalist to actually report on the August Wilson Center, sincerely. I'm sure someone will disrespect that, but what had happened was it is a African-American, you know, cultural center in the middle of downtown Pittsburgh that says to everyone, our culture matters. People here, especially August Wilson, the playwright, we matter. If you go to the Hill District, you know, they had such wonderful jazz and blues come out of that. It had some turmoil. Now the Cultural Trust has it. And in this interim period, they're just like throwing these parties. Now, the other weird thing about this party was the music selection was completely different. They had Via, which is Lauren Gutchesky's, she's gonna kill me if she reads this. Anyway, this is Lauren's thing over at Via, and it's really nice. They had Slow Danger, and the music inside was amazing. They bought all these ferns, all these plants, and people kind of had a good time, except the inside was way too cold. so everyone was hanging out outside. And otherwise, it was a good time. Once again, I think it relied a lot on the urbanist crowd, kind of as a media sponsor and people doing it, because these are the people that I saw at the urbanist parties. And the other thing is, I don't know if I can really judge this year quite authentically as the other years. I mean, it was really an off year for Cosmopolitan. It was great. It just wasn't a 10 like the previous years had been. This was maybe a 7 or 8. And the reason I say that is this was a tough weekend to have an event in Pittsburgh. Everything was different. You had the Bicentennial, you had the Gallery Crawl, you had things up and down. And the one thing that I would say, and the reason that I would say it's probably a 7 instead of an 8, is you had to wait 20 to 40 minutes to get a drink in line. A lot of the servers were at the Gallery Crawl, and you know, if you'd paid for VIP or you'd bought drink tickets, it's not that hard to open a can, and it was a throughput issue. So otherwise, the decorations on stage, I think Richard Persekian had something to do with the advice on the lower stage. Just everything was, once again, very polished, very posh, lots of flowers, lots of greenery, lots of lush, completely different than last year. And a lot of the crowd was completely different. So if you're interested in Cosmopolitan, or you're interested in like young networking events, I would definitely say get the lower end ticket unless you really want to. The VIP's worth it if you can make it and really go in to connect with someone, but it's a great event. It's probably one of my top every year. This one was not my cup of tea, and next year it's gonna be something completely different. And to say one last thing on that is it's very hard to reinvent an event. People get stuck in habits, they get stuck in patterns, and this is one of the things that CMOA has done, Carnegie Museum of Art. They've reached out to different groups, you know, like the Third Thursdays over at CMA, like Via did one, Boom Concepts, which is this great artistic program that D.S. Kinzel runs, he did one. This looks to start repeating that pattern. So if you like this and you actually listened for all 8 minutes, please like me, follow me, do anything on Facebook, Twitter. I think I'm on Pokemon Go, Snapchat, Tinder. You can find me and we can just start hanging out. And when you see me on these things, tell me a story. Don't tell me your name. And that's the number one tip I say for people. Like, we remember stories. We're humans and we're programmed that way. Thanks. And I'll see you at the next one.